ever talk about wholeness? You know, a whole state of mind, a whole... Have you ever had some news that came to you that kind of separated your mind where you just had the visions like you was good? Then you got this news, it's like, everything just went chaos. And it's only in our mind that it happens, amen? Not God's mind. And so one of the things about wholeness is for us. It's for those who believe that Jesus died on the cross. And he offered that to the world. But he also needs permission from us to receive it, amen? And one of the things that wholeness is the opposite of wholeness, which is pain, hurt, disparity, just being separated in your mind. And I remember I used to always say this saying, hurt people hurt other people. And when I say that to people, some people think that, oh yeah, they hurt, so they just hurt other people, shame on you. And it's really more of they're hurt, and sometimes they don't even know how to get rid of the hurt, amen? And the best analogy that I can give is, if I was holding Miles' hand, and somebody stabbed me in the leg with a knife, what's going to happen to Miles' hand? You see what I'm saying? I'm going to squeeze the heck out of it, you know what I mean? Because I'm hurting, amen? It's not that I want to hurt Miles, but the hurt comes because I'm hurting. The hurt comes because something just happened to me, amen? And when things happen to you in life, what can happen is it could be a cycle where you just keep replaying everything you talk to, everybody you talk to, is out of pain of what somebody else did to you. If a little person or a midget, or I'm sorry, not a midget, a little person, I keep talking to the right politically correct way to say little people. If this was a little person that came up this tall and came to kick me with their combat boots in my ankle, and they just ran away. That'd be kind of weird, actually. I go, man, what's wrong with that dude? And then say another little person came up and kicked me another day and ran away. I go, all right, something weird about this. But around the seventh or the eighth person that kicked me like this, what do you think you're going to do? You're going to probably tee off on that. But this is the whole thing. Sometimes life can hit you over and over again to the point where you looking at life now saying, no, you ain't gonna do this to me anymore. Everybody I talk to, everybody that I come in contact with, I'm placing a guard over myself. And I'm gonna hit you first before you hit me. That's hurt. That's bitterness. But the thing about it is the Holy Spirit can heal that. Actually, you can't even minister unless you are healed. Unless you know that Jesus is the one that paid the price for you. Because if you don't know he paid the price for you, then you're going to look at somebody else and say, you're going to have to pay that price, brother. I'm hurt right now. And now I'm going to hurt you. Not because I want to, because this is what I feel in my soul right now. But Jesus is the one, amen, amen. Jesus is the one that will take that part of you that was hurt. And he will say, you know what? I'm going to quench you with my rest if you just remember this. That even though they did this to you, I'm your lover. I'm your healer. I'm your friend. I'm the one that will never leave you nor forsake you, even until the end of the world. Amen. I remember a time where this one lady, she was going through some stuff, and me and my friend was going to work out. And she was just getting mad at everybody. Get out my face. Here, get your car back. And my friend said, man, I'm going to write her up, man. Let's tell the supervisor. And I said, no, I think she hurt, bro. I said, you know what? I'm going to go up to her and give her my counseling card and see if she wants some counseling because obviously she's hurt. He's like, yeah, whatever, bro. She treated me wrong. She needed to be reprimanded. And she probably did. But I went up to her. I said, I don't know what's wrong with you, man, but I can see that you're hurting. Here go my counseling card. And you can call anytime you want to, but we just letting you know we're here for you. And she broke down and cried right at the front desk. I remember this. And my friend was there witnessing it. And she's like, yeah, my boyfriend, he just left me. I just feel like nobody loves me. And she just go on and on. and I was able to minister to her, and things would be able to become whole. But this is the thing. When she started getting the point of understanding and remembrance that God is on your side. This thing left you. This person left you, but he has never left you. What happened is her wholeness came back. When she was scattered by the desk at first, the wholeness come back when you say, hold on, this ain't the end. Hold on, hold on. God did this for me before. Remember when he did this for you? Remember when he did this for you? This person ain't dead.
Amen.
This situation is dead, but you ain't dead. When we start talking more and more and more, she started being liberated. If I can look in the spiritual room, the chains were just falling off of her. And then when we left out of that gym, she had a smile on her face because she was whole. I got countless of stories of how people become whole, not by oppression, not by fear that brings torment, but the love of God that puts you together. 1 Corinthians 11, 24 says this. You know, we all take communion every month. It says, when he had given thanks, he had break it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for who? You. This do in the remembrance of what? Me. See, when you break the body, it's his body that's being broke, not your body. And you're doing this not in the remembrance of if you did everything right so you can come to church. You're doing this not in the remembrance of, did I say my ABCs the right way? You're doing this in the remembrance of, someone paved the way so I can be the way. Someone died and was, he had, the Bible says, the thorns crushed in his skull so I can have the crown of righteousness. So I can think that I'm right with God. When we bring this into remembrance, then we become whole. We become, you know, the Bible talks about how we have the breastplate of righteousness. And we said this earlier in Bible study this week. When you don't know that you're right with God, you'll self-sabotage yourself. You'll be like, I'm doing this, but in the inside, I don't feel like I'm worthy. In the inside, I don't feel like I'm just. In the inside, I don't feel like I'm worth it. So I'm going to do something to make this not work. We don't try to do it. It just happens when we don't believe we're right with God. But when we know we're right with God, things can collapse all around us, and you can go, it's all good. It's going to work out because I'm his child. He's my king. He's my lover. He's my savior. How can he leave me nor forsake me? That's what happens when you know he got your back. Amen. Come on, man. Remembrance. You cannot go out within the day unless you remember what he's done. It's like that, like, oh, now I can't remember who you are. You are my son. The one who can. I can. I'm gonna have you do that, man. When you remember, Simba couldn't go back until he remembered something. You was Mufasa's boy. I did that just for you two, girl. I include everybody here, but so everybody can understand. It's nothing but the Moses story. Moses killed the Egyptian. He had a stuttering problem, but he couldn't go back because he thought that that was how God was seeing him. God's not looking at you by your mistakes. God is looking at you by the beauty that's in Christ in you. He's loving you. He's saying you can do it. Why? Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. When you think greater is in the world than is in me, then Lord, I can't do that. Why you ask me to do that? He said, man, forget about yourself. Your stuttering problem, stuttering right now, amen. But forget about all that. He says, do this because I am with you. If I turn the electricity on, it's not my power turning UE on. I'm just clicking the switch, but the power comes from UE. If I say, yes, I'm in agreement that you love me, God, and so we move forward with this thing. It's not my power, but it's his power. Come on now. But when we think it's our power, that's where fear comes, amen? Fear brings torment. Fear brings division. Mary Magdalene couldn't look Jesus in, probably in his eyes because she was tormented what she did. Zacchaeus was in a tree separated from God because he was tormented what he did. We get tormented because we're looking at our thoughts and we're not looking at the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. God says, I am love. That's my nature. I'm not love because you did something or you jumped the hoops and now I'm going to jump the hoops. He says, I'm love whether you love me or not. That's his nature. I knew a guy named Richard that I dropped off at this certain destination. And Richard is a clean, neat freak. I can't drop a piece of paper around him without him picking it up. I go, Richard, get off the bus, man. I'm going to get that. He said, no, I cannot stand it. I will go crazy if this piece of paper stays on this ground. And he would pick that paper up. I was like, all right, Richard. And I remember one time, it was a mess that happened outside our center, and I was about to drop Richard off. And I said, man, I can't let this stuff be out here. I said, but I bet you one thing. If I park Richard right in front of this mess, because I had to go. You know, when you're on the time, you're like, man, I got some moves made. He said, this is wrong. Hey, man, I got points to make after this, all right? What I did was I dropped Richard right off where he could see the mess. And I bet my friend, I said, I bet you picked it up. I ain't gonna say nothing. Rich got off the bus. He said, what is this? He said, I'm picking all that stuff up. He said, you know me when I can't have this stuff here. And he threw all that stuff away. I was like, I know Rich. But this is the thing I'm saying. That's Richard nature, okay? The Bible says this. There is no fear in what? Love. Why? I'm going to show you something. That's the wrong scripture. 1 John 4:16. I'm going to skip down here. It says, God is love. See, some of you all trying to fix your problems. The only thing you got to do is drop your problems off to God, and he'll pick up the pieces. Right. A lot of times we don't want to usher the spirit to the problem. I tell every marriage couple that get into an argument, they come to my office and say, let's stop right now and just start giving praise and start praying to God. They go, okay. One person start off, another person start off. I start praying, then they start praying again. Next thing you know, they're in tears. Say, baby, I love you. But what happened? It's lying dormant. You can be in the ocean and still die of dehydration if you don't drink from the cup. You can talk and talk and talk all day. But unless you say, I am the righteousness of God. God, you love me. You care for me. You sent your son to die for me. And now I'm embraced with your love. That word don't mean nothing unless you believe it. A baby will die if you only feed it milk and never hold it in your arms within 3 months. Why? Because it's not just living by bread alone. It's not just living by bread alone. See, the Bible says, the letter killeth. But the word, the spirit, the love of it, bring life. I don't look at this as, I'm just doing this. This is the way we go to church. If Keisha said, okay, I just want you to spend 4 hours with me. I don't go, tick, tock, tick, 4 hours. I'm up, Keisha, I'm going to the gym. Right, you feel me? God and Keisha, two different, you know. Not too different, but you know what I mean. You got your earth, you got, you know. But the thing about it is, that's how people treat time. That's how people treat church. I did just enough. I did my good deed, I'm good. God, you love me now. You're missing the whole concept of this. He loves you no matter what. So take that love into every area of your life. And you will experience the love in every area of your life. I said this before. When God shows me that love, I give that love back to my wife. And my wife says, I love you. When I say, I love you back. Then I go to my boss at my job. I said, I'm going to just do the best for you. I love y'all, man. And they said, we love y'all back. Then I come to church and I say, man, I love y'all, man. I fellowship with y'all, man. I love you. And then you say, Wendell? You see what I'm saying? And the reason why, because I'm taking what's in the spiritual realm and it's flowing out. It's flowing out. There's no blaming people no more. Well, I ain't got this because this. No, no. I sung this song the other day. When you smiling, when you smiling, the whole world smiles at you. But guess what? When you frowning, the reason why people are so upset, and you got 5% of people, if you smile, they ain't gonna buy, they ain't gonna smile or whatever, but you ain't gonna let the 5% root the 95% of your life. Keep sowing. Keep doing what God wants you to do. Don't give up. Because it's coming back around, amen. Hallelujah. Come on now. Fear brings torment. Ooh, God, I didn't do what I was supposed to do, mama. God says, man, listen. Just pick yourself back up and know that I love you and keep moving forward. I'm not beating you up over this. I'm not depending on you. I remember this lady, she had owed me she would go to Chicago and bring me back something for me and my wife, and I'd give some girls popcorn, and when I go to Chicago, I get something for them. And one time I gave her $20, and I actually forgot about the $20. Gary's popcorn good now. We're going to get some next month. But when I was seeing her for a couple of months, I'm like, every time I see her, she just walk away from me. I'm like, okay, we cool, right? And I seen her like 3 months later. She said, here you go, Wendell. Here go your $20. I know you've been looking for me, but I was just going on hard times, and that's the reason why I know you've been. I said, I forgot about that $20. I said, I'm not even thinking about that $20. I said, how you gonna let $20 divide a friendship? It's money, man. You use money. You use money to build a relationship. But money is your idol. You'll let it tear down a relationship. Amen? And when God sees you, you looking at how much you owe. How much you owe him. He said, you looking in the wrong eyes. I'm Jehovah Jireh, your provider. Don't you know I can do anything? I don't need nothing from you. I love you because this is my nature. This is who I am. I'm the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Come on, man. This is good stuff. All right. I got a scripture to read. Mark 8:14. And this is when the disciples, how many of y'all know Jesus multiplied 4,000 and he multiplied how many? 5,000. Now check this out. The followers had forgotten to take bread. Oh, no. We forgot to take bread. Ay, 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 ay. Right. Only one loaf was in the boat. Oh, man, y'all in trouble now. He said to them, look out. Have nothing to do with the yeast of the proud religious law keepers and the Herod. They talked about it among themselves. They said, he said this because we forgot to bring bread. Jesus knew what they were thinking. He said to them, what are you talking about among yourself about forgetting to bring bread? Do you not understand? Is it not plain to you? Are your hearts still hard? You have eyes, but you do not see. You have ears, but you do not hear. He said, do you not what? Remember. Are you not bringing this all back together? The last time I multiplied 4,000, the time before that, I multiplied 5,000. Now you thinking I'm mad at you because you forgot to bring the bread? Forget the bread. I'm not thinking about the bread. He got his eyes on you. Come on, man. He ain't thinking about the bread that you forgot. He ain't thinking about the things that you messed up on. He's thinking about your soul. He's wanting to restore you. I cannot stand relationships that always point at your mistakes.
Don't point to nobody.
Jesus says, I'm pointing to the righteous things at you. Now, do we have mistakes? Do we have to make corrections in life? Of course we do. But even when we make the correction, we make it in love, the Bible says. Somewhere in the scripture says, if you must correct, correct in love. You know, nice guys finish last, though, Andy. I can't keep doing that. Right. No. If I keep doing this. I've seen this so many times where people, it seemed like they wouldn't change their ways. Don't give up on love. They feel like, no, I got to pull my evil stick now. Somebody told me last week, I'm going to have to pull out Northside on. I said, don't do that, miss. Please don't. You don't want to lose your job. Right. Please don't, man. But when you trust God and you see that He is able to do it far better than your flesh can, that's a check that you can put in your book and say, I trust the God in this area. And He came through, amen. Okay, here we go. They said, when I divided the 5 loaves of bread among the 5,000, how many baskets full of pieces did you pick up? They said 12. When I divided the 7 loaves of bread, how okay, good. That's a good song, my brother. I'm all about my, you ain't about to. When I divided the 7 loaves of bread among the 4,000, how many baskets full of pieces did you pick up? They said 7. Then He asked, why do you not understand yet? When He came to Peter and He lied 3 times on him, and He came back to Peter, I'm so sorry, God. I'm coming back for you. Infinite in my mind, right? So I know the beginning from the end. I already knew you was going to make a mistake before you even made a mistake. And I still created you.
Uh-oh.
I'm deeper than your mistakes. Love is. Not because you are. It is because it is. Woo-hoo!
Or.
Sometimes you just gotta stop yourself because you know that was the Holy Spirit. You just gotta digest on it. And I gotta catch up to what it is saying. And I don't even know. I'm like, whoa, God, that's some good stuff. Let me write that down. It will overtake you, man. That's a reflection of love.
Yeah.
Love ain't waiting for you. Love is already there for you, saying, I'm here. I love you. This is my nature. I was broke down on the St. Charles Bridge getting over to the highway, and my dad called me and said, boy, I'm coming to pick you up. Because I think I was out of AAA insurance. And he was coming, but I didn't doubt him coming because the nature of my Father. It's not that doubt comes because you don't know God. And you know yourself more than you know God. God is faithful. So you got to place Him in the center. Then once you place Him in the center, then guess what? You believe because who He is. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. They said the children of Israel could not enter into the land because they don't know my name. Not because of you. It's because you don't know who I am. Knowing who He is builds faith in you to stay still and wait for your salvation. I ain't gotta come back at Keisha when she say something. And I just stand still and Keisha just like that. I ain't gotta go to my boss and say, you see, he lied on me. He ain't nothing.
I gotta work this out. Come on, bro.
Every single time. And then when He works it out, it's more proof. It's more proof. Proof is building up to the point where the Bible says you become like a tree. Plant. I can't be moved no more. Storms can blow all they want to. You see them trees down a chain of rocks? It's tall trees, brother. They blow, but guess what? The roots are so deep. Why? It's so connected to God. You know that he can't feel you. So when I say, it's all good, it's not a cliche. I really mean it. Because he revealed something to me last year, year before last, that he got my back. Fear brings torment, but God nature brings love. Only thing you have to do in the midst of fear is bring God into it. Like I said, you get into an argument, just start saying, you know what? I love you, man. What? See what happens. I remember the first time I had a counseling session, I was like 19. I was so eager to counsel. And they finally let me counsel at this place. And I went in this back room, and this big guy who just got out of jail 2 weeks ago was my first person I was going to counsel, right? So he's sitting at this table, dude about 350, looking like a Green Mile or whatever. And I'm looking at him like, okay, boss. I'm like, that's a big dude. I said, that'll be cool, man. And I was like, counseling. He said, brother, let me stop you. I was saying some religious stuff to him back. He said, I just came out of jail, and 2 weeks ago, I killed a man. I said, why they let this big dude out there, man? Why am I talking to you? I'm about 19, I'm shaking. Back then, I was about a buck 80. I'm looking at him like, okay. He said, I didn't want to do it. He banged that table hard as he could. And I'm like, oh, Jesus. I'm trying to keep my cool. I said, I know you said greater is he that is in me. But I'm about to go back into my shell and stay here and just let this guy just vent or whatever. And then the Holy Spirit just spoke to me, man. I remember as clear as day. He says, I didn't have you counsel him to give you you. I had you counsel him so you can introduce him to me. Drop him off at me and watch me work. I said, God loves you, brother. And I don't care what you did in self-defense or whatever. Man, let me let you know, man. God loves you like he loved Mary Magdalene. And he didn't stone her. He ain't stoning you right now. And God's forgiveness is always there for you, man. And you can, and the more I start talking, the guy just broke down in tears. This 350-pound beast. He ain't a beast, okay? But he looked like a beast. He just take my neck and just squeeze. But he broke down in tears. And I prayed salvation with him. And he came to the Lord. And we hugged, we cried. And I said, man, God is for you and don't you ever forget it. I showed him the scripture and let him know he was forgiven. I showed him all the people that messed up in the Bible. Rahab messed up. David messed up. King Noah messed up. King David messed up. Abraham messed up. I go on and on. Zacchaeus messed up. I said, all these people messed up. Even people that was rolling with Jesus messed up. So who are you to not forgive yourself? He is the King of Kings, not you. That's the reason why Paul says, I don't confer with no man to see if I'm forgiven. I only confer with him. He says, too deep for me. He says, I don't even discuss this with myself to see if I'm forgiven. I allow him to justify me. See, sometimes our biggest battle is not with the other person you fight with. It's if you believe it. Do you believe this news? I remember it was a time where I used to minister and I wouldn't even believe. It can't happen for you. It can too. When you get so drowned in ministry that you feel like, I'm preaching it. I'm seeing other people change, but what about me, Lord? But you know what? Like I said, you can live in the ocean and still die of dehydration if you don't drink for yourself. Sometimes you just have to stop and examine yourself. Am I drinking today? Am I drinking a cup of forgiveness, of love? When you get irritated on the road, why am I so irritated? Is something in my consciousness that beat me up because of this happened in the past? Have I forgiven myself? Have I let the chains go? Or am I still visiting it? If I do, Lord, I introduce you into this area of my life. And I'm going to drop you off so you can pick up these pieces. You see, the pieces my brother Richard picked up, I couldn't reach it. But love can reach to the areas that you can't go. When I got that that barbecue rib in my tooth, I thought, I can't get it. But I get that frost and love can go into the areas where you try to go into your human strength. Yeah, I can't do it. I can't. And God says, let love enter in. It's the water that can go into the area. Your hands get stopped. The water keep going. It's like, I said, why? Happened they made where basements can't get flooded. Because nothing can stop the water from getting in. That big old man. You can yell, you can beat on this table. Once this love going in, you're going to have to break down and start crying. I don't care how strong you are. You introduce your love and your king into your marriage. Man, it won't be the same. Amen. Fear grips our minds, but love embraces our minds. And it kisses you right on the forehead and says, sweet dreams, because I've already taken care of. I've already went before the areas that you was worried about. I've been there. God said, I created the earth before you got here. So this is what love is. I'm here before you get there. Don't worry about tomorrow. Why? Because God is here. Like I said, when you get there, God will be there too. But he ain't there. He here. All right. That might have went over. Yeah. So what is our position, Brother Wynn? What is our position right now today? Second Chronicles. I really like the scripture. It says, you don't need to fight this battle. Just take your place. Stand firm and watch how the Lord who is with you will deliver you. And back then, it's from Judah and Jerusalem. But in your area, in your circumstance, in whatever area that you're facing today, this drop Jesus right off the stand and watch him do the work. I remember this one guy came to me, a counselor, about 7 years ago, and he had a high blood pressure. And he said, I know the Lord told me to come to you. Every person that ever came to me in counseling, it's almost like a divine intervention. I never did promotion for counseling as in saying, you know, I'm giving out flyers and all this stuff. People just get connected. But this is what happened. He said, I got a blood pressure problem, I need you to help me out with this. I said, I told the Lord, I said, I ain't no physician. He said, I know that. He said, but I want you to give him to the great physician now. 3 months of counseling. 3 or 4 months of counseling, I believe. I think so. And he came in one day. He said, you remember these blood pressure pills, Mr. Tom? Threw them away. He said, Doc, I don't even need to take them no more. Every week, you know what was happening? The exchange was happening. Restoration was happening. He was getting out that condemnation chair. And he walked away, and he let Jesus get in that chair. And every week, he had to renew his mind that this was happening. And the more he renewed his mind, he found out. Now, some it's because food related, too much hot sauce, sometimes other stuff. But this was stress related. Right. He threw them. He said, I ain't never going back to these pills no more. He threw all the pills in my trash. I was like, praise God. But I said, Lord, I feel kind of bad because I ain't had nothing to do with it. I'm just telling them your gospel. That's good news. You don't want to have nothing to do with it. Revelation newsflash is not about you. It's about him. It's about introducing them to the King of Kings. The one that loves you more. He loves you more than your mama loves you. He really loves you. Because your mama got a love for you that no man. You know what I mean? Because I remember watching this thing on the, what was it? National Geographic, And seeing that mama bear, you know, straight maul this cat or whatever it was trying to kill. You know what I mean? But a wolf. A wolf will eat his own cubs. You see what I'm saying? A wolf is about selfishness. A wolf is about protecting its own. We are not wolves. We're sheep. We follow the shepherd. And when the shepherd says, I got this, go to sleep. Go to sleep, homie. Rest. Because the lovely, beautiful daddy got your back. Rest. Because he can love you. Some of you are right now, this is therapy 101 right now. A little bit small crowds here, because I can just go in there, man. Bible says, he that hath ear, let them hear. And I believe God got your attention, some of you right now, that's been over concerned about a situation or an issue. He said, put that thing to rest and watch me take care of the rest. Don't be afraid or discouraged. Why? Go out tomorrow and face them. And what will happen? The Lord will be with you. That man didn't melt down because he was scared of me. It don't matter about you. You know, I seen me and Keisha watching Law and Order, and this one guy was about to get locked up because this little lady is about 120 pounds, but guess what? If God given her the authority, you better respect it. Because it's not about how big she is, it's about the authority that she's been given. And you've been given the authority by God. That shut the devil up, trample over his feet.
Amen.
Is stuck on his head anytime. Because he's giving you that power. He's giving you that authority. Not because of what you've done, because of he's freely giving it because of what Jesus done for you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody just bow your heads and close your eyes. God, we just thank you. Just love you. Your sweet peace, your aroma, God, Jesus. This quiet thing, you're quieting the minds of worries today, Lord. We love you for that, Father. Your nature never changed, Father. Even when we change and we get in our ways, Lord, you say, I'm still the same. How sweet you are. You said 70 times 7. I ain't trying to count. I just know that it's forever, Lord. You said you've thrown the sins into the sea of forgiveness. So we just thank you for reconciling us to yourself. Everybody just repeat after me. Father God,
Father God,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For sending your son, Jesus.
For sending your son, Jesus.
To die on the cross.
Down the cross.
For all my sins.
All my sins.
You've thrown my sins. Into the sea of forgiveness.
Into the sea of forgiveness.
So I'm not scuba diving.
Scuba.
We just thank you, Lord.
We just thank you, Lord.
For the price you paid.
For the price you paid.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
For bringing us back into remembrance.
For bringing us back into remembrance.
Of who we are.
Who we are.
Because of who you are.
Who you are.
We got your DNA, Daddy.
Got your DNA, Daddy.
And you love us.
And you love us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I'm saying.
In
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Give God a hand clap, man. Amen. That was the very first time, which I believe this is all believers in here, but that's the very first time that you've ever